rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Arena as we wait kickoff between the Rochester Lancers and the defending MISL champions Milwaukee Wave. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be focusing on the Lancers during the second half of our show. We hope to have Lancers forward Gary Bowden, who is not playing tonight due to injury, and also Soccer Sam joining us up here in the booth. And we'll also welcome back tonight Mr. Zero Dick Howard, who'll give us all the behind-the-scenes scoops from last Monday's FIFA Awards ceremony in Zurich, Switzerland, and all the latest soccer news from around the world. Now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni.
Well, good evening, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. What a pleasure is to be up here at the Rochester Blue Cross Arena, also known as Rochester War Memorial, going back many, many times. And I think that the name War Memorial, it's really fitted because it was built to honor the people that give their life to the country. So, but in today's business world, money can buy anything. So, but we are pleased over here to at the War Memorial, and we are pleased to be here. And you got to forgive me for this, saying War Memorial all the time. That what comes to my mind, Blue Cross Arena. But in any event, Andrew, we didn't know all the things that went on to get the arena ready, and we were here early, and we witnessed what it takes to really get the arena ready. I counted over 50 people working feverishly to put the carpet down because they had a basketball game today. And what an endeavor. What an endeavor to be able to do this, and the coordination and all that it takes to make everything go.
I didn't think we were going to kick off on time. We still might not. They're counting down about 14 minutes of warm-up time for the players. They just came out onto the newly laid pitch here at the Blue Cross Arena. So we'll see if we start on time. If we don't, we'll let you know, because we're here live again from the BCA. Rochester hosting Milwaukee tonight. It should be a great match. You got plenty of time to get down here to the Blue Cross Arena for this Martin Luther King Day match. And Joe's pointing somebody out. We've got dignitaries all over the place here.
The coach of the Rhinos is here. It's here. Just at
the new coach, Jesse Marsh. Speaking of the Rhinos, I'm glad you brought that up, Joe, because the Rhinos schedule was announced, and the home opener is Saturday, May 5th at 7:05 at Salen Stadium against the Charlotte Eagles. So be sure to mark that on your calendar, the traditional first Saturday of May, the kickoff for the Rhino season, and that is the case again this year. The Rhinos will open up with two games against the L.A. Blues. We finally get to have the Rhinos against the Blues. I'm going to mix up Rhinos and Lancers for a long time here. But the Rhinos will play L.A. two matches on the 14th and 20th of April. And L.A. will be coming to Rochester for the first time ever as well. They'll be coming Friday, July 27th. There'll be 11 teams in the league. FC New York, as we reported first here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass before anyone else, that the FC New York side will not be playing this year. So it's an 11-team league, one table. Top six teams make the playoffs. Should be a very exciting season. And also announced this week, Joe, the U.S. Open Cup format. And finally, U.S. soccer is getting on the ball. Finally, all 16 MLS teams will be in the U.S. Open Cup. Matter of fact, every professional team in the United States will be in the Open Cup this year, as it should be. And it's not going to be a totally blind draw. I wish it was, because I don't think the MLS teams should all be playing lower division teams. It should be a blind draw, just like it is everywhere else in the world. But at least the home teams will be determined by drawing lots. It will not be by bid until the semifinals. So it won't be the D.C. United Invitational this year.
Yeah, well, it's very encouraging because, first of all, they come to pass to be just like the rest of the world, that in the lower teams, they have an opportunity to gain, to gain in the tournament and be recognized. And I'm very, very pleased that, just like you say, U.S. soccer has come of age.
And the first match the Rhinos will play in the Open Cup will be May 22nd. That's a Tuesday, and it will be against one of the amateur sides. All of the pro teams in the NASL and USL Pro will be matched up against amateur teams in the second round. And then the third round is when the MLS teams will join. That'll be on May 29th. The fourth round will be June 5th. The quarterfinals June 26th, semifinals July 10th, and the final will be August 7th or 8th, so much earlier final this year than it has been in past years.
Well, it makes sense because it's in the summertime, it's abbreviated. It's going to give a better prospect to come to a finality.
And also that it wouldn't be fair for the USL Pro. The Richmond Kickers made the semifinal last year. They had to wait a couple of weeks before playing. Actually, they didn't have to wait a couple weeks, but if they were in the final, they would have had to wait probably 2-3 weeks with no matches before playing. So that's really good, because that's going to be very exciting this year. And we'll see if we get an MLS team. It'll all depend, again, on the luck of the draw. One more note before we go to break. We want to send out a big congratulations to a fine young lady who has been with one of the top players for the Rochester Ravens the past few years, Erica Henderson, graduate of Aquinas. She was drafted by the Western New York Flash in the WPS draft, so she said her goal was to play in the WPS, and she's got her shot now if she can make the Flash roster.
Well, let me tell you, I think that based upon the report that we've seen from her and based upon all the accolades she get, I'm sure that she's going to be, if not in the beginning, but toward the as the season progresses, she's going to be one of the starters for the Flash.
Well,
so we're looking forward to get more announcements from the Flash, because they're in the process of organizing the team for the 2012 season. And there's a lot of things that we'd like to know. And as time goes by, we're going to be able to bring more information to our listener.
And the Flash, with the seventh pick, this was very surprising. They picked the Herman Trophy winner, the top player in all of college women's soccer, Teresa Noyola of Stanford, the NCAA champion, with the previous pick, they picked another Stanford player, Lindsay Taylor. So it's going to be a great season for the Flash. Their schedule will be announced probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll see how that fits in with the Rhino schedule.
And the question really that everybody's asking, where is Martha going to be?
If anywhere.
But I think that, in today's world, I think that the money counts. And I think that if she's going to be back at all in the Women Professional League in the United States, I think that the Flash are the only team that probably can afford her.
Well, we'll find that out, and pretty much in short order, we'll find that out from Marta. She said she'd make an announcement before the end of the month.
One more thing, Andrew, that we just want to touch a little bit. The franchise that is no longer in existence, whatever happened to them?
Magic Jack?
Magic Jack.
Well, Mr. Borislav has filed a lawsuit against WPS claiming damages and unlawful terminations, so who knows where that's going to go? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Let's leave it in. Let's call Charlie. Maybe he would know.
Yeah.
Charlie Schiano, the expert on the law. We'll defer to him.
Exactly.
But let's take our first break, and we come back here live from the Blue Cross Arena. We'll be joined from Toronto by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get all the latest international news and his report on what happened at the FIFA Player of the Year Award ceremony in Zurich last Monday night. This is Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The WPS champion Western New York Flash is excited to once again represent Rochester and surrounding areas for the 2012 Women's Professional Soccer League season. Reserve your seat to all 2012 home matches with a deposit of just $50. Contact Salem Stadium at 454-KICK for season ticket information. For the latest news about the Flash and to follow the team on Facebook and Twitter, be sure to visit WNYFlash.com. Experience the best professional soccer this spring and summer by attending a Western New York Flash match.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. After tonight, the Lancers play their next home match Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights Way. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. That's 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 at Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Go to Don Salo to Tony. Get all of your gear for the Rochester Lancers, the U.S. national team, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, and get all your custom monogramming embroidery done at Top Notch Monogramming. They are top notch. Dick, how you doing? Welcome back.
Great. Happy New Year to everyone.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And how was your trip to Zurich?
It was great. I think, I don't know what kind of coverage it was over here in North America of the ceremonies, but it was a spectacular event. 1,000 people in the Congress House in downtown Zurich, and really a night to remember, because I equate it really, Andrew and Joe, to the Oscars. You know, it's the Academy Awards, but related to the world's game. Because you've got the red carpet, you've got thousands of fans wanting to see Lionel Messi and get the autograph of all the stars. And the red carpet takes you into the area where they had the ceremony, so it was very much like that kind of ceremony.
Dick, in your own words, tell us what your impression as you walked into the hall and to see all those people that we heard about it and to see him personally.
I think the great thing, Joey, is you go in and you just look around and you've just got a who's who of world football. For example, I sat for the ceremony next to two gentlemen who've done so much for Argentinian football over the years. Carlos Bilardo was next to me and Daniel Passarella was just beside Carlos Bilardo, two men who've been very much involved with Argentina in World Cup tournaments. So, you know, you've got that kind of situation in front of you. You've got Franz Beckenbauer and Pelé and the FIFA president, Mr. Blatter, Sepp Blatter, and then all the award winners. It's just great. For fans of the game that want to rub shoulders with everyone, it was quite the evening. And I was fortunate at the end that I had a chance to speak to Wayne Rooney, because I think he's a little bit disappointed that he didn't win the Goal of the Year award. I empathized. I said, I thought you should have won, Wayne. But he was very gracious. You know, as we know, he's been out by a Brazilian player who is going to be quite the player in the years ahead. So let's not knock that. But he was a little bit disappointed. And then,
absolutely,
of course, the chance to speak to Sir Alex Ferguson, who got a special award from FIFA with regards to his 25 years with Manchester United, which was great.
It must have been unbelievable. I saw most of it on FIFA.com. Saw Ruud Gullit, the host, come a long way since being the coach of the LA Galaxy. Now the host of the FIFA Awards. But I think for people in America, I would imagine the highlight was seeing the traditional Japanese outfit that Homari Sarah wore when she accepted the Women Player of the Year award. It really was a great night for Japanese soccer. They won the Women's Coach of the Year award as well as the FIFA Fair Play award. But her dressed up as in traditional Japanese wear was just it was so special.
It was tremendous. I took a photograph of her after the ceremony, and she was just so gracious, you know, and on to get the award. And I think a lot of credit has to go to what has happened in, you know, Japanese football with regards to the women's game, because, as you say, the Coach of the Year and the Fair Play Award. But a deserving award. I thought that Abby Wambach was very gracious, you know, as was Martha, you know, with regards to Homurasawa getting the award. It was great to see the interaction with award winners and people that didn't get the award. You know, it really was a very special evening.
It's funny because I wanted to say this. The outfit of the night had to be Homari Sawa, but everyone was talking about Lionel Messi's outfit and what he wore, the jacket he wore. And of course, he was really the focus of the event. And I thought, again, we mentioned this last week, he was extremely gracious in honoring his teammate Xavi.
It was great, wasn't it, that he did that? Yeah.
It certainly
I
was.
I thought that was special when he made that reference. And as you say, he's just a very humble person. You know, he's not like so many superstars that we see in a variety of sports that think they're God's gift to the game or the sport. He is always very...
Yeah, he is. He's a tremendous ambassador for the game. And if he can just do it on the international stage, he may take his steps toward being the next Maradona.
That's the question, Andrew. The only other thing, of course, the talking point of the evening was the fact that certain players from Real Madrid did not show up either as player of the year or as members of the team of the year or coach of the year. But the reason given by Real Madrid was, of course, that they had a big cup game in Malaga on the Tuesday and they didn't want to risk it too much with regards to the players having to travel overnight. But there were a lot of disappointed people because, of course, they wanted to see Ronaldo, they wanted to see Iker Casillas and his teammates, as well as, of course, the great one, Jorge Mourinho.
Absolutely.
Well, he was there too, huh?
No, he wasn't. None of the Real Madrid players or the coach were there. They, as I say, had this game on the Tuesday against Malaga in the Spanish Cup that they felt had to take precedence.
Dick, is there a possibility that maybe the people are going to be able to, you know, the event that they filmed, the event that it could be shown sometime in to the American public, really what goes on in a world of football?
Well, there was talk. It's a very good point, that, Joe, because there was talk of moving it. It now is tied in with the French magazine France Football. It's now the FIFA Ballon d'Or, and there's talk of it being moved to a different location each year. As I say, and over the years, it's always been held in Zurich because it was a FIFA award. But now that is a distinct possibility, whether it be Europe, whether it be another part of the world. But it was mentioned in the evening.
I think there will be a great thing, just because I was watching the award last night on TV, and they were so capturing. And if they were to show there in American television to the American public, you know, what football is really all about, there will be a different approach and a different view that the American people can probably do.
Yeah, because it really is a spectacular event. You know, as you say, there were 1,000 people present. So we had a gourmet meal following the ceremony. And it was just great if you're a follower of the game because, as you say, you just turn around and there's one superstar or another that's in your vicinity and you've got a chance to chat to them. So it was great to do that over the course of the evening.
It was a tremendous event, and there are videos of the event on FIFA.com, and also they have some behind the scenes as well, and on the red carpet, and they show some of the press conferences. So it really was tremendously. The FIFA did a great job putting the information out, and you can go to FIFA.com to see highlights of the event. And hopefully, Dick, in the future, we'll be seeing a United States player up on the stage accepting an award. And if Abby can do it in the Olympics, I think she might be the person who can take home that award next year.
Yeah.
A parting question, Dick. Did you bring any souvenirs?
Well, there's a very special person that you know, Joe, certainly, and I know, called David Thompson, who played for the Lancers, an outstanding midfield player. And he's a player that actually played junior football with Sir Alex Ferguson. And when I was talking to Sir Alex, I was conveying best wishes from David Thompson, and he wrote a little note for Davy. So I've got to give it to Davy when I get to see him here in Toronto.
And be sure that you give him our regards from Rochester.
I certainly will. As I say, it's one aspect, I think, of Sir Alex Ferguson. He's always very much a man of the people, and he remembered David Thompson, you know, playing with him, and was very gracious in his comments about Davy in his book, in his autobiography. So when I mentioned Davy's name when I was chatting to him, he said, okay, you might have got to Davy.
Well, that's great.
Well, Dick, we got some news that happened today we want to mention. Of course, first off, we want to say the big game today, Wigan and Manchester City. The Citizens win on the road 1-0 with Edin Dzeko getting the goal, so they go top of the Premiership. So it'll be going to be very interesting with Tottenham dropping some points this week. And so it looks like City right now is in charge, but who knows what's going to happen.
Well, they're going to stay on top.
It's going to be a very close race. I think it's great to see what's happening with Tottenham Hotspur, but it's such a competitive league that you know, on any given day, teams can get some tremendous results. And as you say, there's not too many blowouts at the moment. And of course, the big shock weeks ago was sort of Blackburn's result with Manchester United. But there's going to be results like that as we go down to the final, you know, the final half of the season, and it's going to be very close. But you'd have to put your money on a Manchester City because they've got so much depth that if they do get injuries, they've got quality players that can take over.
So the Italian Serie A is in trouble too, because all the big teams are this week, they all have lost. So
except Juventus, they didn't lose.
Well, it's almost a loss. I consider it a loss, but that's beside the point.
I saw the Milan derby. You know, that was probably good for Internazionale because they have been less than spellbinding this season, but they had a good result in beating their Milanese rivals. So that is a good competitive game. Typical derby.
I got to tell you, Dick, that's the first time that I was cheering for Inter, because if Milano would have won, they would have gone on top of the list above Juventus. So
Juve still unbeaten, though, Joe?
Huh?
Still unbeaten, Juve?
Yeah.
Tied a lot of games, but you know, they're still unbeaten, which is great. And
I know.
I think
unbeaten,
I put my money on La Vecchia Signora.
We'll see what happens. Dick, some news out of England today. I'm sure that makes you happy. It actually makes me happy too, being the Galaxy fan that I am. Edson Buttle, the former LA Galaxy star and, of course, a great player in MLS, U.S. International, teammate of Landon Donovan. Two of them scored an incredible amount of goals together. And Buttle is now trialing with Everton. So it'll be very interesting to see if David Moyes picks him up. And that would be, I think, a great combination.
Right. Well,
those two
Landon
players
Donovan
know each other so
well. And, in fact, on that note, it was great when I was traveling back from Frankfurt on Tuesday of this week. I just looked over, and who's traveling back on the same flight but Julian de Guzman, who's, you know, one of the top players in Toronto FC, returning from a holiday in Europe and getting ready for the upcoming season. And the big game, of course, on March 7th against the LA Galaxy here at the Rogers Centre in Toronto.
Speaking of Toronto, you're perfect with the segues, Dick. You knew exactly what I was going to say next. Some big news out of Toronto. A great friend of our show has been on our show a number of times. Former coach of the U.S. Under-20 national team, Thomas Rongen, has been hired to be the academy director
for
Toronto FC.
Excellent signing. You know, I think when you look at what they've invested, $20 million in this new training facility, Toronto FC, and now you've got a quality individual such as Thomas Rongen with his experience, NASL, MLS, national teams. It was an excellent signing. Of course, he will settle in very well because of the Dutch coaching staff, of course, with Aaron Winter and Bob de Klerk.
No, don't forget, though, Dick, a coach doesn't really make the team. It's the selection of players that they make that makes him either great or makes him fired.
Very much so. But I think there's been a real buzz in Toronto. There was a press conference a week ago Friday, and Aaron Winter was talking about the upcoming game and how it's you know, going to be so important for them to do well in that competition. And they've already sold 30,000 tickets and hope to sell out these Rogers Centre, which has a capacity, I think, for this game of about close to 50,000.
And that's not even knowing if Mr. Beckham's going to be playing. He still is not officially signed with the Galaxy yet.
Yeah, but, you know, he might go to China.
Oh, please.
Or India.
Maybe go to India.
That's what I meant. He might go to India with the new league that they're starting over there. Dick,
he'll stay in L.A. He'll play in the Olympics for the Great Britain team, and that will be David Beckham.
But hopefully we'll be able to get up there, Joe. I've already checked for hotels, and they're selling out fast. It's going to be a great event. Like I said, 50,000 people. Well, how many of them will be cheering for Los Angeles? That's the question.
No, but you're certainly right. It's captured the interest of everybody, and I think they'll certainly have a sellout for that game.
Dick, before we let you go, actually, we're going to keep you on just for a bit because we're waiting for the introductions and the national anthem.
Well,
but
it's great, and hopefully a win tonight for the Lancers. I know that, you know, they're battling away with Syracuse at the moment, and with the playoff situation down the road, it's vital now that they start to put some wins together, obviously.
Absolutely. The Norfolk Sharks did the Lancers a big favor, beating Syracuse yesterday 12-11.
That was a big surprise. Norfolk have had some good results in recent weeks, haven't they?
They beat Baltimore as well.
Yeah.
You never count anybody out. Anybody can beat anybody at any given time. Just look at Blackburn and Manchester United.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
No, and I think also being encouraging has been the crowds, right, for the Lancer games.
Absolutely. We're down about between 5,000 and 6,000 fans a game. And crowd filling up here tonight. The game is delayed a little bit because of the previous basketball game that was held here this afternoon, so it took a little extra time to lay down the turf, but both teams now in the locker rooms getting their last-minute instructions.
But that's Dick, the amazing thing, Andrew, isn't it? When you look at these facilities, I'm always amazed, you know, with the Air Canada Centre, you know, that you've got the Raptors playing on a Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon it's the Leafs are playing a game and then the Rock, the lacrosse team are playing, how quickly they can transform a facility.
You know, one of the comments that we made is we started the show. I count over 50 people that were laying the carpet down. I looked, you know, they had a system, and it's unbelievable. And a lot of credit goes to those guys because they know exactly what you do, what they're doing. And, you know, in a couple hours, they had everything converted.
Yeah. No, it's a great facility you've got there. I really enjoy the game that I came in and saw, you know, just the ambiance. The size of the facility is not too big. And it's certainly, when you're getting 5,000, 5,000 to 6,000 for a game, it's really a great atmosphere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dick, when I mentioned before we let you go, they announced today the U.S. national team for the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament, which starts the end of this week in Vancouver.
That's right.
Really no surprises. The only new player that was not in the roster for the World Cup is the top pick in the WPS draft, Cindy LaRue, who was going to the Atlanta Beat. But everybody, we expected to be announced. Of course, Abby Wambach leading the way, Western Air Flash Alex Morgan, and new signing Lori Lindsay will be on the team. And have they announced the Canadian team yet, do you know?
No, I haven't seen any, but it will be probably later on this week. I'm sure you'll get word on that. And it will be a very strong team. You know, Canada hoping to qualify along with the U.S. for London, which is very important.
Well, hopefully we'll see U.S. and Canada. That's the hope. But both U.S. and Canada hosting or top of their groups. So if all goes to form, U.S. will play Canada in the final, but both teams will make the Olympic tournament because the two finalists go through. So should be very exciting coming up in Vancouver. All the matches will be broadcasted here in the United States. So that's going to be something special on the Universal Sports Network run by NBC. So
no, I think it's great now, the coverage, and deservedly so. And that's something that, you know, is so important, that we bring in the games from overseas, whether it be Italy or England, and that's great. But I think it's also important that you get you know, the indoor games on television or streaming, and that you get the women's competitions on as well. It's all part of the package, and it's getting better and better. You know, you're often spoiled for choice as to what you can see, and that's the way it should be.
If we could have had all those things back in our time, we'd we would still be in existence.
No, it's great joy, isn't it, when you can do that and you have to make a choice as to which one of the 8 live games you're going to see over a weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Those were the days. Dick, thanks very much for being with us. We really appreciate it, and we'll be back in studio next week. Won't be so crazy, but thanks again, and have a good week. We'll get some information about the CONCACAF World Women's Qualifying for me next Sunday.
That'll be great, and all the best to Bill Andracki and the Lancers tonight. A good win will go down very well.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And right now, before we go to a break, we're very happy to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, somebody who may have heard on the radio a number of times in the past on different shows. He is officially now going to be the third member of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass radio crew, with Joe and I doing some traveling over the winter time. Joe, it's your nephew. You introduced him.
Well, it's a guy that he got involved in soccer for a long, long time when he was a little kid. He played the game. The only difference that we have between him and I, we disagree a lot on who's the best players in the world, but that's beside the point. And I'd like to welcome to our show my nephew. They call him Sam Manjovi.
That's what they call him.
As Sam Manjovi, as they also know. So welcome to the show, Sam.
Thanks, Uncle Joe. Thanks, Andrew, for having me. It's great to be here with you guys. You got a very nice view up here, I must say. And the line is huge outside. Getting in, almost couldn't get in the door, so I think we're going to have a huge crowd.
Yeah, we wanted to introduce you at the beginning of the show, but that's what happens, I guess. You got to get you a press pass.
Yeah.
But the... the Lancers starting a little bit late tonight because of the switchover between the Razor Sharks and the Lancers here at the Blue Cross Arena. But, Sam, I tell you, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know we appreciate you coming in and stepping in for your uncle and for myself when I go off to the fair island of Hawaii. Islands of Hawaii. No, I'm not that big. I'm down from 11 and a half to an 11.
No, I thought only Charlie had 11 and a half.
We can't fill Charlie's shoes. That's not possible.
Well, you know what? To add to the family involvement, Uncle Joe, I got good news. I'm sending your sister, my mother, to the game, U.S. Men's National Team game in Arizona, University of Phoenix, I believe. I think it's next Saturday when the U.S. men play Venezuela. So she's going to, her and her boyfriend are going to be doing a report from there and letting us know from first-person view.
How about that? That's
what
great.
What the crowd's like over there, what the team's going to be like over there. Because remember, this is going to be the quote-unquote B team that are fighting for either a first-place spot or a first backup slot.
Well, I'm sure that she's going to enjoy the game and the atmosphere. Yep. So we got to see what she says after they go there.
It's going to be interesting because they say Arizona is a hotbed for soccer. They've often talked about putting an MLS team in Phoenix. Of course, the heat is the issue there, but there's a lot of big soccer fans out there, so we'll see how they react to the U.S. team.
Well, I'm sure that Arizona has got to be warm, but it gets cold now. Talking to the people that I know over there, at nighttime it gets cold, so who knows? If the games are played at night, they'd be good.
Well, one thing I heard, and when I was over there too, I noticed that there's actually a very large Mexican amateur soccer league over there. So if they could tap into that somehow, even fan-wise, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, it might be a pro-Venezuelan crowd over there, but you never know.
That's not unusual. Yeah. The game is Sunday, by the way, at the Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium. That's the home of the Arizona Cardinals. So it should be a big crowd in any case, which is always great to see for the U.S. national team playing in front of big crowds. And as they get prepared for the Olympic Games themselves, we'll see who the under-23 national team picks as their three designated players, because that's what it's different than the men's or the women's Olympics, as they play the full national teams. The under 23 team plays for the Olympics on the men's side, and they get to add three designated senior players. And just like Mr. Beckham will be playing for the UK.
And I don't know if you're talking about this already, but this U.S. team playing with Venezuela just had like a scrimmage match with the under 23 team. And they within the first half, they were up, I think, 4-0. And I saw Aguadelo playing for the U.S. National team, went off into 15 minutes. So, but they didn't say why. I'm hoping because he was just tearing things up. I hope there wasn't an injury or anything. But the one thing I was a little sad about is on the under-23 team was Freddie Adu, who I'm still a big fan of, hoping that he makes the national team. So at least Klinsmann got a look at him.
Absolutely. And of course, Agudelo could play for the under-23s. He's still
right.
A young man.
I mean,
anybody,
right.
you could be a senior international and still play for the under-23s
That's
in the
right.
Olympics. So U.S. could put, I mean, Jose Altidore could play for the under-23s. So anybody who played in the under-20 World Cup when they came here a few years ago, they're still pretty much eligible, I believe.
So even though you played for the first team, you can still go to the
Right, because Adu obviously has played internationally for the
That's
U.S.,
right.
and
That's right.
he's going to be part of that under-23 side. Getting ready for
well,
the
going
announcement
to the
of the players
right
here. We're going to keep it here until the national anthem. So we'll
exactly.
We'll talk. Let's switch gears, guys. Talk about the Lancers. This game tonight, a huge game. The Lancers have not beaten a veteran MISL team yet. Everybody else has. So this is a big game. The Lancers are a half game ahead of Syracuse. A win here would give the Lancers a big head up toward that playoff spot, especially after tonight. They only have three home games left. They have a lot of games on the road, and they need to be able to get those home victories.
Well, I went on the road trip when they played last week at Baltimore. I actually went to the game in Baltimore, and I must say, I mean, Baltimore did control the game, but they really didn't blow out the Lancers, and the Lancers had some scoring opportunities, and I got to tell you, the Lancers would have put some of those goals away. I think they could have pulled it out, and I got to tell you, Hannigan just played unbelievably out of his mind, just was making save after save, our goalie.
That is huge, because having him take over for him. Now, nothing against Leo and Neil Kitson, but Hannigan is a proven indoor goalie, and it's a totally different game than either futsal, which Leo was very excelled at, and, of course, Neil Kitson in the outdoor game. Hannigan played indoors, veteran of the MISL. He knows his stuff, and he's made a huge, Joe, he's made a huge difference.
No, and he's a very good goalie to start with. I mean, good personality. We had him on the radio as our guest, and he explained to us what it takes to be an indoor goalie. Not only the quickness you got to have, but you got to know how the boards behave. You got to know, the attacking players. You got to know everything that goes on with it. So, I think that there was the greatest thing that Soccer Sam did to hire him and to get him on the team. And he's a leader. I mean, that's what it takes. It takes leadership in order to be, and to lead the team and want to have the team play for you.
And also tonight, making his home debut is the MISL veteran Carlos Chili Farias. I remember when we played for the San Diego Flash back in the old A-League, one of the top scorers, and he'll be wearing number 6 tonight. He's the guy who's going to control the game in the midfield. He's going to pull the strings, as they say.
Exactly. He's got a lot of experience. He's a little bit on the older side and in the mature side, let's just say.
Not as old
in
as
the mature
I am.
Side. But the reality of the thing that they need is somebody that controls the ball, distributes the ball. But what they need most is to take a lot of shots. Because if you take shots, sooner or later they go to rebound or anything can happen. The ball's got to go in. If you take no shots, then you don't score no goals.
Absolutely.
I saw him play last week at Baltimore, Farias. He came in sparingly, but one thing I noticed is that he's a really good passer. Like when he's got the ball on the outside of the outside 18 arc, he'll pass it right off the wall next to the goal onto somebody running up the left or right side, and they come in for the shot. So I'm going to be looking for that again today.
That's just like Greg Howe's plays. Greg Howe's, Chili Farias, these guys who played in this league, they know exactly where to put that ball off the boards and know exactly where it's going to rebound for the onrushing teammate. That experience, you can't buy that.
That's what experience it does. That's what it is.
He's a true indoor player, you could tell just by watching him. And I guess he just flew over the day before. So today's game, he's got a whole week under his belt playing with the team. Getting familiar with everybody else. So maybe we'll see big things out of Farias today.
Okay, this is the time that Rochester is going to win tonight. That's my prediction.
Well, it's going to be a tough game. Milwaukee has only lost once this year to Baltimore. That's their only loss of the season. They're by far the best team in the league. But the Lancers did very well against them last time out. They only lost 10-6. They were in the game the entire match. Again, they need to avoid that little bit of lapse they seem to have in every match where they give up a couple of soft goals. And they did that against Milwaukee, and it cost them the match. So they're going to be announcing the players here down with the field with Soccer Sam. So we're going to take our last extended break here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we hope to be joined by Lancers forward Gary Boughton up in the booth here. And we'll give you a taste of what happens here at a Lancers match live here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Proudly conservative. W-Y-S-L. You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012.
Full season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhino's Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
ES champion Western New York Flash is excited to once again represent Rochester and surrounding areas for the 2012 Women's Professional Soccer League season. Reserve your seat to all 2012 home matches with a deposit of just $50. Contact Salem Stadium at 454-KICK for season ticket information. For the latest news about the Flash and to follow the team on Facebook and Twitter, be sure to visit WNYFlash.com. Experience the best professional soccer this spring and summer by attending a Western New York Flash match.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An Experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from the Blue Cross Arena in downtown Rochester. Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and Joe Sirianni here. And we just had the introduction of the players and the national anthem and God Bless America here on Martin Luther King Day. Now they're going to have the ceremonial kickoff. So, guys, hopefully we have about 10 minutes left of the show. Hopefully we get Gary Boughton up because he was just on the field for the introductions. What do you guys think?
Well, Andrew, you know, I'm so pleased about the amount of people that we see over here. They're still coming in. There was a long line. There was a long line coming in. And so it's going to be a great night over here. And the atmosphere is great. You know, the uniform remind me of a time that was. And, you know, so I'm pleased.
Well, I'm trying to see what who the starting lineup is going to be. And what I'm hoping is going to happen is that Chili Farias is going to be in the center behind Miller and Salas, kind of feeding them balls. Maybe we'll see those guys scoring some more goals tonight with his distribution.
Well, the lineups are for the Lancers. It's Hannigan in goal with Will Kleschen and Braden Knapp in the back. Jeremy Ortiz in the center of the park. And starting up top, Lubo Kozic getting the start along with Mauricio Salas, the Lancers' leading scorer. Bit of surprise, though, for Milwaukee. Their top goalkeeper, Nick Vorberg, the all-star, is not playing tonight. Marcel Feenstra gets the start. In the back, it's Joe Hams and Josh Reif. And the former Rhino, Jonathan Greenfield, in the midfield with Marco Liete. And again, the former Rhino, one of the greatest indoor players of all time, Greg Howes, gets the start for Milwaukee, who are all clad in white. And the Lancers in their traditional blue and gold. And both teams are going to switch sides. We're not doing play-by-play, by the way. We can't do that because somebody else does that, Mr. Giuliano. But again, we're hoping to get Gary Boughton up here in the next couple few minutes before we sign off tonight here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And it's good to hear Rocky Parada doing his thing here at the Blue Cross Arena. And it's filled in really nice. Probably about 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, but it looks good.
You know, Andrew, it's heartwarming to see, you know, those people over here. It's, you know, it's a compliment to the Rochester fans because we're a multi-team Rochester city. We support the Lancers. We support the there goes the game, and I'm on my edge on the edge of my seat already.
You got to control your uncle here, Sam, because he gets crazy. That's why he doesn't sit up in the box. He usually sits down in the stands because
I know.
Cheer up in the press box.
You know who I'm really waiting to have a breakout game is Lubo. I'm a big fan of Lubo, and he hasn't been scoring a lot of goals, but you can tell he's got a lot of skill. And so I'm waiting for him to have that breakout game towards the end of the season.
I tell you, that first game, Joe, when we saw him play in Syracuse, he came in the second quarter. He took the game over, scored four goals in the second quarter, three goals in the second quarter, and four for the match. That's still a tied for a Lancer record. So right. He's very dangerous, and we'll see what the Milwaukee Wave could do to stop him. He's on the ball right now, actually.
Between him and Ortiz is another ball handler. It's real strong for the Lancers. Kind of control, possession kind of player with a lot of skill.
Ortiz certainly well known to Milwaukee coach Keith Tozer. Keith Tozer is the coach of the U.S. National Futsal Team, and members of that team on the Lancers are Jeremy Ortiz and Grady Renfro. So it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out here, guys. It's going to be the Lancers right now controlling play, which is good. Again, you got to keep the ball away from Milwaukee because if they start passing the ball, they get into that Harlem Globetrotters weave, and they're very hard to get the ball away from.
And how do you like that new haircut that Salas is sporting?
I didn't
take
a chance.
Take a look.
Figures you would know that, Joe.
Yeah. He's got a mohawk Mohawk haircut.
He does. He's trying to remember like Ronaldo, maybe. I still remember that Ronaldo triangle haircut he had in the 2002 World Cup. But again, if you haven't been to a Lancer match, this is the last match they're going to have in January because of the congestion here at the Blue Cross Arena with the Amerks, the Nighthawks, and the Razor Sharks. This is the last home match in January. They'll be back in action Sunday, February 12th at 1 p.m. against Syracuse, a game which could decide a playoff spot, Sam. That may be the match.
Right now we're up half a game on Syracuse. So if we can somehow win this game, we'll be up a game and a half on Syracuse, and we'll have head-to-head advantage on Syracuse, right, too. So remember, with the MISL,
don't let him shoot, don't let him.
The top two teams in each division make the playoffs. So basically, right now, we're fighting for Syracuse.
That's right.
For the second-place spot for the playoffs.
And we have the advantage 3-1, games won over Syracuse right now. So if it is tied, and we have, say we split the last two games, it would be the Lancers' advantage if there is a tie, which could very well happen.
And it was good that Norfolk gave us that gift the other day of beating Syracuse. And I'm just amazed with Norfolk. They're almost like waking up towards the end of the season.
Well, maybe a little too late for the Sharks for this year, but certainly next year, Sharks are going to be a team to be reckoned with. Lancers still fighting it out with Milwaukee. There's no score about 3 minutes into the match. And again, we just started here because there was some delay in turning over the turf here at the Blue Cross Arena. And this is what I got to deal with Joe. That's why he doesn't step in the box. He's cheering. Right now, again, no score yet here. We're running out of time here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, so probably won't be able to get Gary Bowden on this week. We'll get a Lancer player on next week's show. And, Joe, I don't know if you're going to be here or you're going to be on or not. We're going to have to see what happens.
That's why we got Sammy over here to do what he needs to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, we want to thank everybody here. It's been a little crazy here in the game tonight with the Lancers playing and getting started a little bit later than we had hoped. But we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Dick Howard doing a great job as always from up in Toronto. We'll have Dick on again next week with our regular studio show. And we'll have guests from the Lancers, hopefully, and all sorts of surprises. So, again, we want to thank the Lancers for allowing us to do the broadcast from here tonight. And we want to thank Dick Howard for being on the show with us, as always. This has been Andrew Battisti with Sam Bon Jovi joining us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass for the upcoming year, 2012. And, of course, John D'Angelo down at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone, for the Blue Cross
Soccer
Arena.
Is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.